We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and I am so very glad that you're here. Every single time, I'm glad that you're here. If, I say this every once in a while, go ahead and email me if you want to, dictionarypod@gmail.com. Please, please, please rate and review this show. There ain't a lot of people who listen to this show. And we got to get more people listening to this show, because if you like it, then you know that other people are probably going to like it too. So the rates, the reviews, those really help for the programs and things to push this show out to the world. Sharing it, obviously, if you directly share it with other people, that's another way. Subscribe to it so you get those automatic downloads and things. You'll get it as soon as it's up. You can follow this show on Instagram and Twitter at DictionaryPod is the username. My personal is at SpeeJampar, SpeeJampar. Feel free to check me out over there. I just put up some random things. I do have a few TikToks that are Dictionary Podcast related, which are on my TikTok, which is also at SpeeJampar. And what else? You can watch this show on YouTube. If you like the YouTube thing, you can watch it there on my channel. The link is in the show notes. And then while you're there, just go ahead and click that little subscribe button, because, you know, I want to see how many subscribers can I get before I die. If you want to send some money my way, you can join the Patreon. You can buy merchandise. Those links are in the show notes. On the Patreon, you'll get early episodes, you'll get some exclusive episodes. I need to make more of those. But yeah, that's what we got going on. Check the show notes for some other things. All right, it is time to talk about the words in this episode. We have today dram. Yeah, dram, D-R-A-C-H-M. You were not expecting that one. D-R-A-C-H-M is dram. Noun from the 14th century. Number one, the synonym is our next word, drachma. Drachma, drachma. And then number two, this is the chiefly British spelling of the first form of the word dram, D-R-A-M, which, is that going to be in the next episode? Nope, nope. It is going to be like 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes from now. They like to spell it with a CH in the middle, and that makes no sense to me. All right, it is sound effect time. The sound effect says when one word is done, and here comes the next word. We are going to do... Here is drachma. D-R-A-C-H-M-A. Noun from 1525, 1a, any of various ancient Greek units of weight. Okay. And I believe the dram is also a unit of something. Yes, it's a unit of something. You're just going to have to come back in a few episodes to learn what that is. So that's why I guess the Brits spell dram with a ch. 1b. Any of various modern units of weight, especially the first definition of the first form of the word dram. They're very modern and cosmopolitan. 2a, an ancient Greek silver coin equivalent to 6 obols, O-B-O-L-S. I wonder if those weighed a dram, and that's why it is called dram, drachma. A silver coin that's equivalent to 6 obols. So 6 obols make a drachma, and I don't know how many drachmas make another thing. 2b, the basic monetary unit of Greece from circa 1831 to 2001. They were using drachma all the way until 2001 for 170 years. They were using drachma. Are they part of the European Union? I feel like they would be. 2001 sounds about right when they would have switched to the euro. So maybe they use the euro now. It's just from the Greek drachma or drachmi. And that's it for drachma. I don't exactly remember the sound effect, but that's close enough. Draco is next with a capital D, D-R-A-C-O. Noun from 1621. No, this is not Draco Malfoy, but you'll see. I think you'll see why Draco got the name Draco. It is a northern circumpolar constellation within which is the north pole of the ecliptic. So it's a constellation. Maybe I will put a picture on social media for Draco. But this is a Latin word, and it literally means dragon. And yes, there is more at the word dragon. So, I guess this constellation might kind of resemble a dragon in its serpentine shape, possibly. So yeah, it's the Draco. The Draco is the dragon, and, the Slytherins in Harry Potter, they were that's the snake thing. So there's a connection between dragons and snakes. Draconian or Draconian, this is next. And I'm going to assume that it's similar to the last word. This is an adjective often capitalized from 1775. One, of, relating to, or characteristic of Draco, or the severe code of laws held to have been framed by him. Who is this Draco? We'll find out soon. So something about Draco is draconian. Two, the synonym, couple of them, cruel and severe, as in draconian littering fines. The fines when you litter in certain countries are considered to be draconian because they're very severe and cruel. Could be chopping off your hand, I don't know. So this guy Draco created, I guess, a severe code of laws. And so who is this Draco person? I guess he was an Athenian lawgiver. An Athenian lawgiver. This would have been in Greece, because it's from Drakon, which is Draco. And I think we got to put a link in the show notes for this this Draco guy who was like, yo, dude, I'm the dragon. Don't come messing with me. I'm going to put a severe code of laws on your ass. Wow, this guy, he probably had some issues. Draconic is next. First form, adjective from 1680, of or relating to a dragon. I wish I could get a dragon on for the episode. Two episodes from now for the word dragon. Ooh, that would be great. You know, Benedict Cumberbatch, he played a dragon. If he wants to come on, come on down, Benedict. I don't know any dragons. I don't know any dragon experts. I think I might just have to talk about dragons myself. Draconic, second form, adjective from 1708. This one could also be draconic, draconic, draconic. The synonym is just draconian, so it just sends us back to the word that we read about the severe laws. I don't know what my sound effect is, and it keeps on changing, but one could argue that it is the sound of a dragon flying through the air. Not really, but, you know, maybe. Okay, this next word, what is this? It is Dracunculiasis. Dracunculiasis. I think that's it. Dracunculiasis. Dracunculiasis. I think that's it. That would be a good word to figure out backwards. If you want to see, if you want to learn how to talk backwards, go check out my my playlist of videos on my YouTube channel. There's some good stuff in there. Maybe I'll make some more someday. Noun from 1942, dracunculiasis. It is a disease that is caused by infestation with the guinea worm and that has been eradicated in most regions except Africa. Well, this book is a little old, so hopefully by now it has been eradicated there. If not, let's get on that. It is called also guinea worm disease, and I will put a link in the show notes, I guess more information about this dracunculiasis, and maybe if it has been eradicated in Africa, it will say that too. It's probably going to be a Wikipedia link. This is from the New Latin Dracunculus, which is the guinea worm genus, from the Latin Dracon or Draco or Draco, which means serpent or dragon, and there's more with the word dragon. So I don't know if it's a worm. Does it look like a dragon? I don't know. That seems a bit of a stretch. Somehow they got dragons in there, or serpents. Actually, that makes more sense. Worm, serpent. I mean, a worm is a very uncool serpent, but you know, some people love the worm, so they're cool to them. It's just a little less cool looking, I think, than a serpent or a dragon. Okay, we're on one more word. One more. We're on the last one. Here it is. Let's go. Let's do it. It is the first form of the word draft. Draft. You could also say draft. Draft or draft. Noun from the 13th century. 1A. The act of drawing a net. Ooh, what kind of net is this? A butterfly net? A fish net? A net for humans? If you're pulling out a net, I guess you are drafting. Okay, 1B. It is the 2B definition for the word haul. H-A-U-L. So what I'm thinking is that this drawing a net is maybe one of those really big nets to catch a lot of fish, and then the what you get from that net is also called the draft. You draft the draft? 2A, the act or an instance of drinking or inhaling, also, the portion drunk or inhaled in one such act. Draft. I mean, I guess if you say that, well, we're going to get another drinking related thing here later. But, I mean, yeah, I guess if you say just a little bit of a drink or an inhale of something is a draft. Can I draft a puff? Can I draft a drink? Can I draft? I don't know. It's a draft. No, it's a noun. So you take a draft. 2B, a portion poured out or mixed for drinking. The synonym is dose. So it's just a bit is a draft. 3A, the force required to pull an implement. How much draft? The force required. Yeah, I don't know about that. Although, I believe, don't they call oxen like draft animals? Or am I thinking of another word? I might be. I could see a connection there. The force, the ox pull a lot of force. 3B, load or load pulling capacity is the draft. These are ways that I am not familiar with this word at all. 4A, the act of moving loads by drawing or pulling. And the synonym is pull. 4B, yeah, here we go. A team of animals together with what they draw. So if there's horses or ox or donkeys or kittens that are pulling together, pulling a thing, That whole contraption with the animals and the thing that they are pulling is the draft. And I believe that they would be called draft animals. Although, that could be an adjective, which is that. Is that going to be in the next one? Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. Okay, 5A. The synonyms are delineation and representation. That one, I don't know the context exactly. 5B, the synonyms are scheme and design. If you were, designing something, you're drafting it. It is called a draft, a design. Yep. Scheme, though, I don't know. I guess you have to design a scheme. So it's a draft. 5C, a preliminary sketch, outline, or version, as in the author's first draft. Also, a draft treaty. It's just an idea. It's just a thing. Don't take it too seriously. This is not the final draft. It is the first draft. It's just a... We just threw it together. Final draft is a whole other way to use that word. It's not preliminary or an outline, but it is a version. So that's in here. Yes, a version of a thing is a draft. 6. The act, result, or plan of drawing out or sketching. 7A. The act of drawing as from a cask. So that would be a barrel of liquid, probably a liquor. And so pouring it out, getting the liquor out of the cask is draft. 7B. A portion of liquid so drawn, as in a draft of ale. And that seems very similar to 2A and 2B. Here is 7C, draft beer, as in a glass of draft. Yo, can I have some draft, please? Well, you have to pick which draft do you want. What draft? We have 37 beers on draft. Pick one. 8. The depth of water a ship draws, especially when loaded. What is this ship drawing? The depth of water? So is that how deep the ship goes when it's loaded up? That is the draft? Boy. So many ways. Well, the etymology is a lot simpler than you would think based on all of this. But also, it does make sense. So, we got more words, more definitions, 9A1, a system for or act of selecting individuals from a group, as for compulsory military service. At wartime, I think the last time, if I remember correctly, the last time we saw a real draft in America was the Vietnam War. I don't know if we've had an actual draft since then. That was a big thing. A lot of people went, and a lot of people said no. And then a lot of them had to go anyway. And, yeah. I wonder if there weren't so many people who disagreed with the war, the Vietnam War, I wonder if there would have been less people who avoided the draft. I know a lot of people wanted to avoid going to war anyway, because that just wasn't part of who they are as a person. But if it was maybe, if it made more sense to a lot of people, I wonder if more people would have gone. I am not arguing one way or the other. I'm just thinking and asking. I'm glad that I'm getting a bit in the older years, so I probably would not be drafted if it came back. That is compulsory military service. Here is 9A2, an act or process of selecting an individual without the individual's expressed consent. And this is for political candidacy. So you can draft somebody into politics without their expressed consent? That's interesting. Okay. 9B, a group of individuals selected especially by military draft. So once they have been drafted, they are the draft. 9C, a system whereby exclusive rights to selected new players are apportioned among professional teams. This is with like the NFL, right? They got a draft. They're like, hey, we want you to come over to our team. And they're like, yeah, let me go play for you. 10A, an order for the payment of money drawn by one person or bank on another. 10B, the act or an instance of drawing from or making demands upon something. The synonym is demand. 11A, a current of air in a closed-in space, as in, felt a draft. Did you feel I felt a draft? Where is this wind coming from? I'm in an enclosed space. There should be no draft here. What's with the wind? 11B, a device for regulating the flow of air, as in a fireplace. You got to open the draft in the fireplace so the smoke goes up and not out into the house. 12. The synonyms are angle and taper. Specifically, the taper given to a pattern or die so that the work can be easily withdrawn. And that one is a bit confusing to me. 13. A pocket of reduced air pressure behind a moving object. Also, the use of such a draft to save energy. Oh, this is so good. This is so okay. There's a lot of examples of this, but the idea is that there's one thing moving at a higher speed, like on a highway, and it is disturbing the air, so when something else comes up behind it, they're not going to hit a wall of air. The air that they're hitting is broken up, and so it's easier to go through that air. And so they don't have to put as much energy to go the same speed. So this is used. The first two examples I can think of are on like bike races. If there's a lot of bikers in, actually, no, I thought of a third example. Bikers, they will get in a line. So the person in the front is putting in all the energy, but then the next biker doesn't have to work as hard. They don't have to pedal as hard to go the same speed as the first bike. And I think it just sort of gets easier down the line. The air is being broken up so much that they're just like, oh, this is so easy. Another example is very practical on the highway. This is not, I guess, always the best thing to do, but if you are very low on gas and you just need to get to a gas station, if you find a car or preferably a larger vehicle like a truck, you can get behind them. Don't get too close. That's extremely dangerous. But if you get behind them, you won't have to put as much, you won't have to use as much gas to go at your normal highway speed. So that's a way to save a bit of gas until you get to a gas station. And the other example in nature is that this is the reason why birds fly in a V, because the first bird is breaking up the air, and then the next birds in line on either side of them that are spread out a little bit, they are basically riding the draft. They're riding through that part of the air that's broken up, and so they don't have to use as much energy to fly, and it just goes on and on and on down the line. So you will sometimes see them switch places. When the first one gets tired, because they're doing the most work, then maybe the ones in the back who are getting an easy job, they can go in the front and they can put in some effort. And so, yeah, birds just figured this out. So that's why they fly in a V. Oh, that was a lot for that. But we have one more thing for the word draft, which is the phrase on draft. And this is ready to be drawn from a receptacle, as in beer on draft. Yeah, okay, so that was so much stuff for the word draft, and there's a couple more forms in the next episode, but the one last thing is that we have to say this is from the Old English word dragon, which means to draw, and there's more at the word draw. So, as you probably could tell, most of these definitions, if not all of them, were very obviously something about drawing, pulling a thing from one thing to another, pulling a thing out of something else. You know, just go through the down the line and you'll be able to see. So it's drawing a thing. It's not literally drawing on paper. This is pulling something from something to another thing. Or in the case of draft animals, they are literally pulling a load. That's why they're called draft animals. All right, we did it. We have to pick a word of the episode. We had dram, drachma, draco, draconian, draconic, draconic, dracunculiasis, and draft. Which one do I want to pick as the word of the episode? I don't know. I just feel like draft probably because it just has a crap ton of definitions. And, you know, I don't love all of them. I don't love the whole group of number nine, compulsory military service, that sort of thing. That's not my favorite. But yeah, I don't know. Let's pick draft. The word draft can be used in so many ways. It can be used to pour out liquid or animals pulling a thing. It can also be used to put people into the military, or it can be used to use less energy when going behind a thing. Wow, that was so many words, but we just had to find a way to end it. All right, I think that is it for all of the words and the definitions for today. I don't think I have anything else to say for that. So, in that case, I will just quickly tell you another movie I watched. This is the fourth time I watched this movie. We watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. Sharon and I, she's seen it one less time than I have. My dad had only seen it once, and he didn't really care for it. Sorry, Dad, I'm outing you. But after seeing it again and talking about it with us, I think he appreciated it a whole lot more this time. This movie, I have so many things that I want to say about this movie. I really would eventually like to just sit down and watch it and pause and talk about it. I could talk so much about every 5 seconds of that movie, probably. There's just so much between the acting and the production and the ideas and the messages and I don't even know all what, but everything. So if I ever get around to it, maybe I'll put it on this feed as a bonus for you, or a portion of it, and then you could say if you like it, if you want more or not. I don't know. But yeah, this movie, this is something else. Yeah, that's good for today. I am so glad that you have listened to this. I very much appreciate you. Feel free to reach out and contact me in any way you want. And that's it. I love you. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Michael Hunter. My buddy, David Spencer, and I have a new podcast all about one of our favorite internet sites growing up, HomestarRunner.com. You know, the guys that did...
Girl Squad!
Looks like we're gonna have to jump!
I said, come on, oh, God, I said, come on.
We're going through every Flash cartoon on the site in release order. I've seen all of them, David has seen most of them, and David's wife Alexa pops in and watches them for the first time, just for the show. Come on, Fahuglapods, a Homestar Runner podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold and at pipedreampodcast.com.